Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Siman Memor Be'Avram Goldray and Dir Mezeches Brachas, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. Mezeches Brachas has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, and the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Perek Aleph, Me'emes Hayis, 5 Mishnahis. The symbol for the first Mishnah is Arvis, then Shachris, then Derech, then Brachas, then Yetzis Yisrael. Good. Perek Beis, Hayikor B'Torah. Symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Kori B'Torah, base is Beni Prakim, next Shadwei, next Uman, next Chasen, next Rachatz, next Tavi, next Chasen. Good. Perek Gimel Mishim Meso, 6 Mishnais, the symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Lefanov, then Kavru, then Nek, then Balkari, then Betfila, then Zav. Good. Then we go to Perek Dalet, Tefilas HaShachar, the symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Zmanim, then Beis Midrash, then Shmona Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Sfina, then Musafim. Good. Perek Hey, Ein Omdim. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Chasidim, then Dushamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, then Simon Ra. Good. Perek Vav, Ketzim Avarchim. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Haperos, then Ta, then Shehakol, then Minim Harbe, then Parperos, then Mavarch Chulan, and finally Iker Patafo. Good. Now, Mishnah Ches, we introduce the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, and the question when we recite it versus benching Shalosh Brachos. The Mishnah opens with Malchus Ugan the Zayin Minim. Rambam Gamliel holds that one benches after eating one of the Zayin Minim, whereas the Chamim hold, we make a bracha Me'ein Shalosh. Rabbi Kiva then comes along and says, even if one eats shelach, boiled vegetables, behumazono, and it's his meal, he says, Shalosh Brachos, he would bench. And the Mishnah concludes with what brachos recited when one drinks water to quench his thirst. So the sim for this Mishnah will be Me'ein Shalosh. Even though it discusses Shalosh Brachos and it's a machlokes, when we say Me'ein Shalosh and when we say Shalosh Brachos, but we're going to use Me'ein Shalosh as our sim. So Me'ein Shalosh is the simon. So now we can go to our simon story for Perek Vav. So we said the Zichru simon for Vav is a sword, and we imagined the sword is a shish kebab spear that food is stuck onto. So we first poked some peros, some fruit, onto the sword, followed by some sticky tar to remind us of the simon ta, and then we stuck on some chicken, which is a shehakol. We then speared some grapes, and between each grape is some mango, to remind us of the Mishnah of Minim Harbe, and the question of what takes precedence, the Zayin Minim or Min Chaviv. Then we stuck on some franks and blanks, which the mini hot dogs wrapped in the zonos, as our example of appetizers, parperas. And then we said, fine, when that's all done, someone comes along who's going to be Mavarch L'Kulan. He's going to make a brach on behalf of everybody, but can't figure out what's Iker and what's Tafel. So he decides to make a Me'ein Shalosh. Now, why Me'ein Shalosh? We'll never know why he decided on Me'ein Shalosh, but he just does, and that'll be our way of remembering the last Mishnah in the Perek deals with that mysterious bracha that he made of Me'ein Shalosh. So the Simanim Perek Vav are Ahaperos Ta'ah She'akol Minim Harbe Parperos Mavarch L'Kulan Iker V'Tafel Me'ein Shalosh. Now we go to Perek Zayin Shalosh She'achu, which deals with the topic of Zimun. Now Mishnah Av introduces the concept of Zimun. Three people that ate together are chayv to make a zimun. And then the Mishnah identifies who is chayv to join if they ate certain foods like the mai, or maisa rishon shenitra trumaso, or if they have to be a shamash, a servant, or they're a kusi. So it introduces the concept of zimun. So the simon for Mishnah off will be zimun, the general concept, zimun. So there we have it. Today, simanim are me'ein shalosh, and now the first Mishnah in Perek Zayin, zimun. Me'ein shalosh, zimun. Great, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. Which Perek do we have a Mishnah where if someone makes a mistake during Tefillah, it's a Simon Ra? That's in Perek. Hey, and the Simon is? Simon Ra. Good. Which Perek do we have a Mishnah of Iker V'Tafel? That's in Perek. Vav, and the Simon is? Iker V'Tafel. Good. Which Perek do we have a Mishnah that deals with the Zmanim of Tefillah? That's in Perek. Dalet, and the Simon is? Zmanim. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah which discusses whether we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night or not? That's in Perek. Off, and the Simon is? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah of Me'ein Shalosh? That's in Perek. Vav, and the Simon is? Me'ein Shalosh. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah where someone who's in the Shulik Tzibur should not say Amen after each of the Brachas and Birchas Kohanim? That's in Perek. Hey, and the Simon is? Teruf. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah where we're told not to make our tefillah keva? That's in Perek. Dalet, and the simon is keva. Excellent. And that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.